This is Lubbock's First News. Well, last week, Laura, we were talking about Todd Klein and making the push towards, you know, trying to snuff out predatory lending and, you know, payday loans, car title loans, yada, yada, yakety, schmackety kind of a thing.
And we talked about how, you know, kids need to learn how to balance a checkbook, how to buy a house, how to buy a car, what's up with credit cards, how does that work?
So anyway, you know, as other people were thinking it, you mouthed off and said, well, why don't we teach this in school?
Right.
So, as a matter of fact,
as someone who struggled through algebra, and I'm sorry, I've never used algebra in my life.
Oh, I use
it. Or if I have,
I actually use it every
day. I was not aware of it.
I actually use it every day.
Kid, you still do need to learn algebra, though.
All right, on the line
got
with
me
us.
Through college.
On the line with us is Joni Rodella. She is the social studies coordinator for Lubbock Independent School District. Welcome to the program. Buenos dias. How are you?
Well, very good. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Laura. How are you guys?
Good morning.
Pretty good. So the answer to Laura's question is we do. We do teach this in school. So when is this happening? When does this start? How come people aren't smarter about it? Laura was thinking, well, then how come people aren't smarter about it?
Well, let me tell you. I'll give you a little bit of background on economic education in K-12. The Texas State Standards actually has an economic strand that runs kindergarten through the senior level of high school. I think probably most of your listeners are very familiar with that high school economics course and probably remember taking that high school economics course. But one thing that's happened over the last decade is a push for children to really be literate in what we call personal financial literacy. Mm-hmm. So the idea is that by the senior level of high school, just before that child graduates, they should be able to master, not just know, but to master things to be a self-supporting adult that can make informed decisions. So you just referenced a minute ago understanding and avoiding, eliminating credit card debt, understanding what interest looks like in insurance and just the basics of banking. Well, obviously, a senior in high school can't learn all of that in just a matter of 3 weeks. So we back that up all the way into kindergarten, where kids begin learning the difference between needs and wants, where they begin understanding that we always have more wants than we have, you know, the income to satisfy those wants. And so, of course, you've got to start making decisions and choices and, you know, where you get the money to satisfy those needs and those wants and such.
Okay, I got a question for
you.
Just playing devil's advocate here, okay? You know, this is in high school, I guess, so this is a concentrated three-week mini course kind of a thing?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now let me
become a semester course.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Well, that's, you know, that's a better idea, because I was thinking, okay, somebody picked this, you know, the 3 week number is it takes 21 days to form a habit. But I think a semester course gives people, you know, gives a little bit more time for the bread to soak up the gravy. You know what I mean?
So there is a semester course?
The semester course is actually in the works. This was part of the latest House Bill 5 initiative, and so the state standards to go right along with that full semester course are being written as we speak and should be ready for not this coming school year, but school year immediately after that, the 2015-2016 school year.
That should be more effective, I think, don't you? Having
Absolutely.
It as a whole semester?
Yes, absolutely. It really gives the kids some time to dive into this. Now, here's an interesting fact for you guys, too. Which grade level do you think is actually one of the paramount grade levels for learning that economic education and just kind of the well-rounded idea of what simple business operations look like?
I had my hand on my buzzer first. It would be elementary.
It would be an elementary, in fact.
I see. Yeah, I got it going on.
It's because you didn't get out of elementary. Go ahead.
Our third graders actually learn the basics of the operations of a simple business. And our eight-year-olds begin to understand supply and demand and scarcity and how the cost of production is going to affect selling price and such. And you guys may be very privy to this, but a third grader actually begins to explain how government regulations and taxes affect consumer costs. And so they begin looking at 8 years old what the effects of our government choices are upon consumer costs and how that...
So what you're really telling me is a third grader is recognizing the characteristics of oppression.
Yes, sir.
If it's presented to them as such.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, my word.
Well, hey, when you step in it and you smell something on the bottom of your shoe, you know it's not right. You may not know what it is, but people are going, do you smell that? Okay, go ahead.
Well, you have had some great segments so far on the Lemonade Day Lubbock that's coming up next week. And, in fact, all 2,400 of our third graders are participating in doing that Lemonade Day curriculum, because it actually falls right in line with children needing to understand what does a budget look like, how do you earn, how do you save, how do you spend, how do you donate, how do you actually run a business and make sure that what you're charging is appropriate to what the market is asking for.
Hey, Joni, listen, I appreciate you spending a little time with us. We'll be back in touch with you. We're going to have some more questions. Okay, go ahead.
About Lemonade Day, do you guys have kids that you know of, like in lower income areas, that would like to do the lemonade stands, but they don't have, you know, the funds at home to get one started? Do you guys offer some help for kids like that?
Well, you know, let me actually kind of give you some insight here. Most of the Lubbock area banks have set up a system so that as children who have a business plan and an idea for how their lemonade stand is going to operate, if they need a business loan, they are opening their doors to children to come in to get a Lemonade Day business loan.
Fantastic.
So they get that banking experience all the way around and really get the confidence that they can walk into that bank with their business plan and they know what they're doing well ahead of the game.
Speaking of predatory lending, what is the interest rate on that?
From what I understand, somewhere between 500 and 700%.
Oh, my.
For the Lemonade Day thing? Wow,
no,
awesome.
No, no, no. Not the Lemonade Day.
I was just kidding.
That's awesome. Hey, Joni, appreciate you being with us, okay?
It's been a pleasure. You guys have a fantastic day.
Okay,
thank you.
You too.